This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Using community impact reports to gauge the full effects of two new proposed shopping centers is proving to be a learning experience for the city of Petaluma. One that began, says Mayor Pam Torliat, when the basic concept was taken up and watered down by the city council last year.
What came out of some very long negotiations and discussions really didn't end up being a community impact report. It actually was renamed an FEIA, which is a fiscal and economic impact analysis for these major projects that were over 25,000 square feet in retail.
The first application of that softer policy came as the city began reviewing plans for two major projects. One is the Regency Corporation's proposed conversion of the former Kenilworth Junior High School site near the freeway into a shopping mall anchored by a new Target store. The other is a large retail center known as Deer Creek on the north edge of the city, where a Lowe's store was part of the original plan. Both projects had economic analyses prepared by Bay Area Economics of Emeryville. But Ben Boyce, director of the Living Wage Coalition, which had pushed for the community impact report policy in the first place, found those additional studies lacking.
What was produced was essentially a rehash of the original economic impact reports that were done as part of the EIR. BAE did basically the same study for the EIRs as they did for Regency, as they did for Deer Creek.
The additional studies are needed, Boyce says, to fill in the gaps from those first economic reports.
They don't take into account a sufficient number of variables. They don't take into account the externalized cost. They tend to look at gross sales tax revenue. They look at number of jobs without regard to the quality of the jobs.
Mayor Torliat was also dissatisfied with the dual studies, noting that even though they were performed by the same firm, the analysis for the second project included no consideration of the consequences of building the first.
Even with not taking that into account, the second FEIA was projecting about $82 million in gross sales for the entire shopping center. But almost $34 million were actually being moved from existing businesses in our community.
There was one aspect of the reports that Torliat found helpful, an assessment of where there is retail leakage from Petaluma to other area cities.
We really do have retail leakage in three particular areas: hardware / lumber, televisions or computers, those types of electronic equipment, and then the other is general merchandise.
But leakage can be a two-way street, warns Ben Boyce. He's concerned about the inverse effects that may result from the proposed expansion of the existing Walmart store up the highway from Petaluma in Rohnert Park.
Huge Walmart superstore is like a Death Star in the middle of the county. You will be able to chart over the course of the next few years how all of the unionized grocery stores that are paying decent wages and benefits are going to start being pulled under by the presence of this superstore.
That proposal is yet to come before the Rohnert Park City Council. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.